Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Carlos Ortiz alongside Marco Belletti on the updates. We've got about 90 seconds to go. Well, probably less with my TV. Between the Edmonton Oilers and the Florida Panthers, and the Oilers have taken a 4-3 lead, and they could tie this series up, or Florida could put one in, and we could get overtime for the third time in this series, so we will keep an eye on that. 1:21 to go in the third, the Stanley Cup underway in Florida. We'll have the results of that. After the results of this, it's time to fire up the Bartometer.
There are debates. There are hot takes. There are strong opinions. But in the quest for the truth, there is only one way to get the final say. It's time to fire up the Bartometer.
The Bartometer tonight has the NFL schedule input into it, and it is going to spit out for us the eight biggest revenge games of the 2025 season, which it could have done earlier, but then we had a guy sign in Pittsburgh, and that might be the reason for this list. There's a lot of other reunion type games that are going to be happening, guys playing against their former teams, but there's not a lot of room when it comes to all the revenge games that are possible. So what is a revenge game? It's a former player against a former team. It's a former coach against a former team. It's a playoff matchup. It's two teams that have been engaged with each other in a rivalry, and one's trying to get the upper hand. I'll tell you right now, there's a lot more teams and games that could be on this list than what has happened on this list. But we will start the Bartometer, my machine, Bartificial Intelligence. I bring it in on Thursdays, except next week I'll be off Thursday. And then in the fall, we're going to move it to Tuesdays. But other than that, it's happening right now, and here we go. Number eight, biggest revenge game of the season. So there are a lot of games where someone's facing their former team. It could be Russell Wilson with the Giants against the Broncos. It could be DK Metcalf against the Seahawks. It could be Mike Vrabel coaching against the Tennessee Titans. It could be Cooper Kupp playing against the Rams. But the one that's going to get on here and get this spot, non-Aaron Rodgers division, will be the Seahawks against the Vikings in Week 13. This set for a Fox broadcast in the late window, and this is because of Sam Darnold. So of all the different revenge scenarios, receivers, you know, Russ against Denver, Vrabel against the Titans, I may have snuck in here, but the Bartometer. Oh, did Florida score?
Tie game, yes.
Oh, wow. Jeez, this series.
16 seconds left in regulation, and it looks like, no, that wasn't Tkachuk, but somebody snuck it in. Incredible. We're going to overtime again.
Oh, they're showing Taylor Swift too much.
It was Sam Reinhart, by the way. He got the goal.
Oh, good. I was just going to say. Sam Darnold against the Vikings is a big revenge. They won 14 years or games last year, and then they decide that wasn't good enough. We wanted to move on from you and go with our rookie and J.J. McCarthy. The Vikings have done this before where they've had a quarterback that's taken them to newer heights, let's say. Case Keenum got him to an NFC Championship game, but they'd rather go with Kirk Cousins, who never got them back. Now, the Vikings did lose in the first round of the playoffs, so potentially J.J. McCarthy will have an easier time going farther, but will J.J. McCarthy even get them to the playoffs? That's a big question. I still think they made the right move long term, but Sam Darnold's going to want some revenge when he's a member of the Seattle Seahawks in week number 13. At number 7... Again, outside of anything Aaron Rodgers related, this is the only regular season rematch on the board from a game that was decided in the regular season. This was a game that was in the late window. It was like the only exciting game going on. And what it really did was then splinter the two seasons for these respective teams. I'm talking, of course, about the Bears versus the Commanders. Commanders down 15-12 with 2 seconds left. Chicago 4-2 at the time. The Commanders 5-2 at the time. The NFL on CBS.
Comes down to one last play. And it's going to be getting longer by the second. You're all the way back at the 30-yard line. Now you can step into it. Here comes the Hail Mary with the game on the line. And the ball is caught! Caught! It's a miracle! It's Noah Brown! Oh, my goodness! This town is going crazy! It's a madhouse in Landover, Maryland!
He did it!
Really unprecedented. And then the video of Stevenson like saying bye to the fans instead of being in coverage. And also you've got the Caleb Williams versus Jaden Daniels factor. A lot of the narrative about the Bears the rest of the season can be traced back to this game. A lot of the narrative about Jaden Daniels and the Commanders the rest of the season can be traced back to that game. They're going to link up again Monday Night Football, Week 6, October 13. On ABC, that is the number 7 most anticipated revenge game of the 2025 season. At number 6. This will be a rematch of the AFC Championship game. It is the Kansas City Chiefs at the Buffalo Bills in Week 9. They've played each other four of the past five postseasons. But they've also faced each other now in 6 straight seasons, which you have to be very good for that to continue to happen. Yeah, you rotate divisions, but also you play who's ever in the same spot as you. These teams have been first place teams consistently, and so they play each other. Last year in the AFC Championship game, it looked like, it felt like it was going to be Buffalo's time. Kansas City won 32-29. The Bills win these games more often than not in the regular season and then can't do it in the postseason. It's still going to be a highly touted rematch and a highly touted matchup and feel like a postseason game, even though it won't. Buffalo will probably win, and then Kansas City wins later on. That's what's been happening. It could be higher if Buffalo didn't usually win these games in the regular season and feel good about themselves, and then Kansas City's got them right where they want them come playoff time. But the Chiefs at the Bills, revenge game number 6, week 9, in November. Number five. Most anticipated revenge games in the playoffs or of the regular season. This one was a playoff game, and this will be the last NFC playoff game on this list as a rematch. So the Lions and Commanders could have been on this list. They play each other. The Commanders and Eagles could be on this list. They play each other, divisional matchup. But there's going to be a lot of nonsense surrounding this one. The Eagles at the Packers, Monday, November 10th on ESPN. And it's not so much about, oh, the Packers lost in the playoffs, because the Commanders lost in the playoffs. The Lions lost to the Commanders in the playoffs. The Rams lost to the Eagles in the playoffs. Doesn't matter. What matters is the tush-push discussion came down to Packers on this side and Eagles on this side. Even though the Eagles aren't the only team to run it, even though the Packers were essentially told by the league, hey, put this proposal forward, there's going to be a lot of it. There's going to be a lot of attention to it, and then it's basically going to be the battle for the tush-push. And the tush-push win run in this game will be on a whole nother level than any other running of the tush-push throughout the season. Eagles at Packers, Week 10, Monday Night Football, number 5. Number 4. Bill's back on this list, but not as the revenger, but as the revengee, if you follow. And that is week number one, Sunday Night Football. The Ravens head to Buffalo. For what the Chiefs are to the Bills have sort of become to the Ravens. They had an opportunity to tie that divisional round game last year. Mark Andrews falling to the ground, the ball falling with him. And to add a little bit of sprinkle to the matchup, Josh Allen edging out Lamar Jackson for the MVP. Primetime matchup, week one. Ravens started slow last year. Don't want to do that again. A lot on the line here in this revenge game. Number three. This is a week two game. It will be in the late window on Fox. When you get a Super Bowl rematch the year after the Super Bowl, it's going to be a highly anticipated revenge game. And it's not just a revenge game. The Chiefs got destroyed by Philadelphia, 40-22. They didn't score their first touchdown until Nick Sirianni already had Gatorade dumped on him. It was that out of question that early. It's early enough in the season that they can use this again as measuring sticks, that it can help set the tone for what the season could become. But it does come in at number three. Super Bowl matchups, they're not always common. You have to make sure that you're playing that division in the rotation. You play the different divisions once every 4 years. Now there's another crossover game they've added, so sometimes it might be able to slip in there. But the years that we get it, they are special. And this is happening in week two again on Fox. All right, it's Aaron Rodgers time at number two. And at number two, we're going to go Steelers at the Jets. So Justin Fields has some say in this, too. He's trying to get revenge against the Steelers. He wasn't there that long. Rodgers was only with the Jets for a couple of years. But we get it right off the bat, and it's week one, early window on CBS. The Rodgers-Packers relationship right now probably isn't as tense as the Rodgers-Jets relationship right now. You're going to have him wanting to prove to New York, you should have at least given me a longer meeting. Aaron Glenn's going to want to prove that, no, we're doing things the Jets ways now. And then you got the Steelers who have to go up against their old guy in Justin Fields. If Fields beats Rodgers, why didn't you keep me? So a lot of early season intrigue on this one for sure. But at number one, before he even signed, the NFL knew They put it on Sunday night, week 8, October 26th. It's the Packers at the Steelers. It's Aaron Rodgers, where he played for a decade and a half. Won 4 MVPs, won a Super Bowl. Him facing his old team, a matchup we weren't sure we were going to get. It's going to be huge. It's like Brady taking on the Patriots, Manning taking on the Colts. It's got to be on this list, and it comes in at number 1. So the 8 most anticipated revenge games of the NFL season: Seahawks against Vikings, week 13 at number 8. Bears and Commanders, number 7. The Chiefs at the Bills, number 6. Number 5 is the Tush Push game, Eagles at Packers. 4, Ravens at Bills. 3, the Super Bowl rematch. 2, Rodgers versus the Jets. 1, Rodgers versus the Packers. Other honorable mentions: Lions and Commanders could be on this list. Eagles and Commanders could be on this list. Giants and Broncos. I think the Patriots and the Titans probably could have got on there at number 8. Bears and Lions, because the Bears took Ben Johnson away from Detroit. Also a very good contender. But the Bartometer has spoken, and with that, we turn it off for the night. Although, as we know with artificial intelligence, it's never truly off. It's always devising a plan to eventually take over the world. But for now, sleep tight, my friend. And as long as it runs on Windows 95, it never really could be that serious. Any initial reaction, Carlos, on any of these games? Maybe one that got left off or not?
No, I'm good with all of them. This is the first time, I think, in my and the Bartometer's relationship where every single game, or rather every single like ranking that it put together, I was okay with. I wouldn't move anything up or down. I think the two Rodgers games are much more intriguing than the Super Bowl matchup, because we already saw it, and the Chiefs got absolutely dominated. And I think the Eagles are going to ragdoll them again because the Chiefs are not making the playoffs. So I'm fine with everything the way it is.
All right, so you were watching the hockey game while I was doing it.
Sure was.
I love it. And the hockey game's in overtime now.
Sure is.
So how did that happen?
So literally, I think about 16 seconds left in the game, Sam Reinhart just hit like a kind of crazy angled shot, and it just slipped right past Skinner. So that's where we are at, 4-4.
And we're going to overtime for the third time in this series.
This is going to be brutal for Edmonton if they blow this one.
Yeah.
This is like a serious killer if it goes.
Oh, yeah. Like they're on 3-1. They're screwed. They got to win this game. All right. Overtime. Keep our eye on that here tonight. 888-710-4ISN. It is the Bart Winkler Show.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer,
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It is the Bart Winkler Show. I am Bart Winkler, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Portion of the show brought to you by Hyundai, the all-new, all-electric Hyundai Ioniq 9. Space for up to 7 with range for miles. It's the Hyundai Ioniq 9. Again, it's the Bart Winkler Show. Marco Belletti on the updates. Carlos Ortiz alongside. Man, this hockey game is so boring. Certainly no need to watch that instead of listen to the show here tonight. Oh, we'll have you as the second screen. The old second screen. A lot of people do the second screen. Are you a big second screen guy? You got the TV on and then you're on your phone.
No way. I got the attention span of a 3-year-old child. Like, I can't have two screens.
You watch TV without, like, being on a phone?
I glance at my phone every so often, like in commercial breaks. But, like, no, if I'm watching something, I'm locked in. I'm a rare breed at this point.
Yeah, there's still a few shows that will get me there. But a lot of the other stuff, even when we watch, like, the rare nights my wife and I are both home and we try to, like, catch up on shows, we were just crushing through Law and Orders, all of them. And
why?
Now, well, we like Law and Order. Why?
Yeah, like, it's a Law and Order. You've seen one episode, you've seen them all.
Yeah, but SVU does a little more with, like, the characters, you know. And then we always like to see, like, if we can guess who did it. It's usually the second person they talk to.
Yeah, I mean, what a premise. A crime has been committed. Let's figure it out. Doom, 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 doom. 45 minutes later, we solve the crime.
But then we like to see also what real life story they kind of pulled from.
Dun, 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 dun.
I mean, it's super lazy these days. It's like, oh, somebody embezzled all this money. His name is Hermy Fladoff.
Dun, 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 dun.
It's like, oh, I see what's going on here. We're a full season behind. I don't even think we finished the season before this one. And then Stabler was back. Oh, my God. It was a whole thing. But there was one report. I don't know if they've followed through with this yet or if it's stalled out or what. But Netflix was specifically designing certain shows that were meant to be, like, watched as a second screen sort of thing. Because so many people watch Netflix and they just, like, are looking at their phone or do other stuff. So what they mean by that is they were trying to dumb it down even further. Like, we don't need these shows to be good. We don't want them to be bad, but we just want them to be good enough that they'll keep it on while they're messing around on TikTok or whatever.
Yeah, you know what's the perfect show for that? It's on 29 hours a day. Ridiculousness.
Yeah, MTV. MTV.
Should be called RTV.
Should we take a look at the MTV schedule just to check in?
I would love to revisit this bit.
Well, we're just checking in. A couple of weeks ago, we looked at the MTV schedule, and it was all ridiculousness. Just this, like, clip show.
Oh, wasn't there a random movie in between?
Sometimes there's a random movie. You're right. So let's take a look at, we'll start with tomorrow's programming.
I'm going to do that with you, too. I'm going to open up the guide on my phone here.
Yeah, look at MTV for Friday, June 13th. All right, so they're gonna air Sister Act at 12:30 in the morning. And then 3 to 4 to 5 to 6 to 7 to 8 to 9 to 10. It looks like we're going to get 7 hours of ridiculousness.
I like it.
Oh, they switched it up a little bit. Because then we're going to get 4.5 hours of Big Bang Theory.
On MTV?
Yeah. I mean, they're not even trying.
I thought that was a TBS staple, like...
I don't.
TBS loves some Big Bang Theory. That's like, that's their ridiculousness.
It is. And then Legally Blonde, Blended, Sister Act, and Legally Blonde again.
They're playing Blended again. Blended's playing right now.
You turned it on?
No, I told you. I really do. I have my cable app, and like I'm looking at the TV schedule right now. Yeah, it says 4 o'clock Eastern. Legally Blonde, 2001. It's rated TV-14 if you're interested and you have kids.
Wow. So a little bit of an update to our Ridiculousness MTV viewing guide is that the Big Bang Theory has carved into at least 3-4 hours a day of the 20 hours of ridiculousness. So now I think we're at about 15 hours ridiculousness, 4 Big Bang Theory, and then 4 hours of, you know, Sister Act or Sister Act 2. It's pretty interesting. Okay.
A lot of Big Bang Theory in the middle of the afternoon for Saturday.
Yeah, it's in there if you're interested. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. I'll start with one, I'll go down. The Bartometer was biggest revenge games of the 2025 season, what the league is looking forward to. First two are Aaron Rodgers spots. Rodgers versus the Packers at one. Rodgers versus the Jets at two. Eagles and Chiefs at number three. That's a Super Bowl rematch. Ravens and Bills, that's a playoff rematch. Eagles at Packers, that's a playoff rematch. So it gets in via that, but it's also it's a tush-push thing. The whole argument with the tush-push, like the big offseason drama, was about these two squads. Chiefs and Bills, playoff rematch. Bears and Commanders were seven, and I'll get back to that. And then eight is Seahawks and Vikings, which it could have been a lot. There's a lot of this guy was there, now coming back kind of games. So Rodgers took the first couple of spots, but Sam Darnold against the Vikings could be Cooper Kupp, you know, against the Rams. He's with the Seahawks now. Then DK Metcalf, the Seahawks play the Steelers. And Russell Wilson was a Bronco. They ran him out of town. Now he's with the Giants. So there's a couple of things like that. Mike Vrabel coaching the Titans for the few years he did. And then now with the Patriots, so there's some revenge there. Ben Johnson having coached with the Lions, now with the Bears, so that could have been that. Play. I mean, there's a lot. This I should have just made it 15, 16 rounds. Eagles and Commanders, Super Bowl rematch, NFC Championship game. Lions and Commanders, a big one. But I do like that Bears and Commanders is on this list because it really is about one singular game and what happened in that game. We can stretch it and say, okay, it's another round of Jaden Daniels versus Caleb Williams. And that's an important part of it too, because last year their seasons went different directions. The Bears were 4-2 going into that game. The Commanders 5-2. The Commanders could drop. The Bears go up to 5-2. Maybe things totally change. Probably for the best for the Bears organization that they lost that game and then several others after that. But I like that that's on there because it's about what happened in that game. And that was a late afternoon game. I remember it because it was trick-or-treat weekend. Again, my community, we trick-or-treat on the weekend and not actual Halloween. That's just what's kind of happened. But there were just a lot of people because the other games were kind of dumb. And this was the game that, you know, witching hour, red zone or whatever. That game, every time that Jaden Daniels did everything or anytime Caleb Williams did anything, you kind of look back at that game as the impetus for the rest of their season. So that should be a big one. That's week six, Monday Night Football. That's one of those split doubleheader Monday Night Football nights. But that one will be broadcast on ABC. So I like that one is on there. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Crazy going on in the hockey game. We'll get an update on that. You know what? Let's do that right now. Let's get on over to Marco Belletti.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Bart Winkler here, Carlos Ortiz alongside. The following audio that you are about to hear is from the TNT broadcast of Game 4 of the Stanley Cup. Now, I can't play any of their audio until the game is over. So, by essence, me playing this audio would lead you to believe this game is over. And this is how Game 4 ended.
Bouchard with it for the Oilers. Now Ekholm. Bach calls it. Cross-ice pass. Draisaitl puts it in. Score! Leon Draisaitl in overtime. The Edmonton Oilers tie the series. 2 games apiece.
Now that's pretty... Okay, so I should clarify here. Because that's pretty loud. They had, I think, the fans piped in from the party. So there was a party they kept showing in Edmonton. You know, that becomes customary. There was a party that they were showing in Edmonton because there's no way it was that loud in the arena when things were going down like that. So that was from TNT. Incredible stuff that we got to see here. The Edmonton Oilers have tied it up at 2 games apiece before we go back to Edmonton. This was a game tonight that it looked like it was going to be over pretty quickly. Florida scored right away, and they had 3 goals in the first period. And then Edmonton, with truly a remarkable comeback. I mean, to come back takes time, but they just evened up the 3 right away in the second period. Each got a goal in the fourth. Florida had to come back with 16 seconds, 19 seconds to go. These games have been like this, where there's been a late goal that's been scored. And then we go into overtime. These games have been very exciting. There was the goal at the end of overtime in game 1. There was third period goal late from Edmonton. It's been really exhilarating, this series on a whole. And what's fun about this is now as it's tied 2-2 and the next game will be on Saturday night, is that the NBA's been good too. So outside of the nights where the travel schedule has them both off, you turn on your TV and you're going to be locked in to a pretty good game regardless of what you are watching. So on the 13th, Friday, we have NBA. Saturday, we're going to have NHL. We're off again Sunday, so nobody playing Sunday. Then we're going to go Game 5 NBA on Monday, and then Game 6 NHL on Tuesday, and then 6 if necessary on Thursday, and then we'll get into Friday the 20th. So back and forth, you know, you get a couple of days in between there to breathe, but it's been really good. And Carlos, if Edmonton does not win this game, not only would it be demoralizing to come this far back and then lose, but also the math would no longer really add up unless they want to come back down from a 3-1 deficit. So this was do or die situation for them.
Yeah, best part about everything is that my prediction of Oilers in 7 is back on the table, and I feel so much better about that. I can be a proud peacock and show my feathers.
I got Oilers in 6.
Which is also on the table.
So on the table, back on the table.
They needed it, so now it's a best of 3.
Is Thunder in 5 still on the table?
No. The math is not math in there. And I originally said Thunder in 4, so I'm an absolute hack. But there was a couple of nuggets out of this hockey game that was interesting. Also, Stuart Skinner, who's been their goalie, you know, their primary goalie the entire season, after he let up the 3 goals in the first period, he got yanked. So it's Cal Pickard. He's now 7-0 in this postseason. So I think you ride the hot hand. And that's usually the crazy thing about short series now is if you have a goalie that starts standing on his head, I don't think you mess with that. You know, barring injury or just like straight up fatigue, I think Pickard's going to get the start for Edmonton going forward because of how well he's performed.
They yanked him the other night too, but it was like later.
Yeah, it was later in the game. It's just, again, 3-0 in the first period. You're like, all right, dude, you just don't have it.
So Skinner got the hook, and obviously it pays dividends. Now, you don't like to see the goal that he gave up with under 20 seconds in the third period, but you know what? Those things kind of happens. You know, Florida makes a play. You know, that's why they won the East. They're just so damn good. But, I mean, I know a lot of conversation goes around Connor McDavid because, you know, he is an MVP caliber talent. He is essentially the face of the NHL. But Leon Draisaitl is that dude. And if the Oilers wind up winning the Stanley Cup Series, he's going to be your MVP. This is his fourth postseason goal in overtime. So Leon Draisaitl literally has ice in his veins. He's captain clutch as far as I'm concerned. I know that's, you know, Jalen Brunson for the Knicks, but he's the hockey equivalent of that. So he needs to get his flowers. He's having an incredible all-time postseason.
Yeah, really exciting stuff. And again, it evens up the series in what's been an incredible series. Three of the four games have gone to overtime. And even in this game tonight, after Florida dominated game three and get out to the big lead in game four, Oilers fans have to be thinking, well, we're cooked. Like, we are done. This series, we're down 2-1 in the series. We're down 3-0 in the first. This series is over. We are torched. We are done. And then in that second period, you come back and you start to think, okay, maybe, but then you score a second one and then you score a third. Then you take the lead. Then they score right when you're starting to celebrate. And the Oilers kind of were in that like play not to lose mode, but then to score in overtime. And that's why, you know, with these playoffs, and I get it with the Stanley Cup and I get it with the NBA, and I get why people are going to tell you that there's nothing more exciting, is because it's just the one point, okay? There's something to that where it's just the one point, the one goal that you get, and there's swings with it. So you only need one. It's not, hey, we have a 15-point run we have to make, or a 15-point deficit, or we need two touchdowns. It's like each goal counts for one. And then if you go down three, that's huge. If you blow one, it sucks. But then in the overtime, you only need one. I still don't know anything that matches the chaotic frenzy of an overtime period. Certainly in a playoff game. Certainly in a Stanley Cup final game. But then these game sevens, where it comes down to overtime, it's like, There's not really another thing that you can make a minor mistake and have it bite you. Like even in soccer, I'm trying to think, because, you know, it's the same thing, goals. But if you make a mistake, like, then a play still kind of develops and materializes, unless it's a horrendous, like the goalie kicks it off your back and then it goes in or something stupid. But in the NBA in overtime, you know, you get 5 minutes. In football, it still has to like materialize, unless you're like Tim Tebow and have that strike right away. And this is before the rules where you can come back on the other team, which have changed now. The extra innings, you know, there's intrigue and excitement. But this is, you could be at the other end of the ice, just like make a bad pass, and 5 seconds later, you've lost the game. So I totally understand. You don't need to say it after every game that the Stanley Cup Finals are the greatest thing in sports. You don't need to say it every game, but I do get the tendency to maybe want to say it every game because it is pretty crazy. We could talk more about this, of course, throughout the night. 888-710 for ISN, 888-710-4476. One story that I wanted to mention was, I'm trying to figure out what's going on with this Hunter Dobbins situation. Have you seen this? Have you heard about this? To do my best Jay Leno. Red Sox rookie Hunter Dobbins made headlines last week when he said he'd rather retire than play for the Yankees, as he was about to take on the Yankees on Sunday in New York. So why the hate? Well, because his dad was drafted by the Yankees twice, signed the second time, and then immediately was traded to the Diamondbacks. And then for his whole life, Hunter Dobbins, because of the way they treated his dad, hated the Yankees. So he told this story,
And the reporters are like, you know, I don't really remember this guy. What was the dad's name? Lance Dobbins? Okay, I don't really remember that. So they did some digging, and there was no Lance Dobbins ever drafted by the Yankees. All Baseball Reference has is two seasons of independent ball to his name from the New York Post. The Post's Joe Sherman reported that Lance Dobbins does not appear as a Yankees draft pick for any season on Baseball Reference, and that Yankees GM Brian Cashman, who's been there since 1986, has no recollection of the Yankees ever drafting a Lance Dobbins. Cashman also told Sherman that the Yankees amateur department checked their records and could not find anything about drafting a Lance Dobbins. Even further, Buck Showalter, who was with the Diamondbacks in 96-97, said they have no recollection of a Lance Dobbins. MLB itself could not find a Lance Dobbins having played at any level with any of the team's 30 teams. So this whole time that Hunter Dobbins, who's now with the Red Sox, grew up, he hated the Yankees because of what they did to his dad. Dobbins also said his dad and Yankees great Andy Pettit were really good friends. Andy Pettit told the New York Post that he nor anyone he asked in his family never heard of Lance Dobbins. So dads will embellish things to their sons. And maybe the dad didn't like the Yankees and did play some ball, and he wanted to instill in his son a hatred of the Yankees as well. So what better way to say, hey, I actually was drafted by, you know, I played baseball. I was drafted by the Yankees. I just never got the opportunity to play because they traded me right away. And that's why years later, once his son's on the Red Sox, he says, I never want to play for the Yankees. And he's also on their biggest rival. The dad lies. The son retells the lie. But at some point, not saying that you need to fact check your father, but at some point, if my dad played for any team professionally, because he said he played with the Diamondbacks, and then he's with the Yankees, I would be on his Wikipedia. I would have checked his Baseball Reference to see how cool that was. I would have gone looking for trading cards or any other merchandise I could have got my hands on. How does your dad tell you he played professionally and you just, like, take him at face value and don't want any, like, mementos or anything to showcase that off to your friends? So a lot of people making fun of the dad, Lance Dobbins. I'm making fun of Hunter for just believing this at face value, but not just that, not wanting any of your dad's trading cards. Crazy stuff. 888-710-4ISN. It's the Bart Winkler Show.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.